We're in Sivo Shalom, Parshat B'Shalach, page Kuf Aleph, the piece Vashem Holech Lifnehem Yomam Ba'amud Anan Ve'Laila Ba'amud Esh. Says the Pasuk in this week's Parsha, Vashem Halach Lifnehem Yomam Ba'amud Anan Linchotam Haderach Ve'Laila Ba'amud Esh Lahair Lahem Alechet Yomam Ba'Laila. Hashem would go before them during the day in a pillar of cloud in order to show them where to sail, in order to show them the path. Vilayla ba'amud esh, and at night in a pillar of fire, in order to show them the way to go in day and by night. By day they would be led by a pillar of cloud, at night they would be led by a pillar of fire. B'Kohelet, Nemru, Chafchet Itim. In Kohelet it lists 28 different types of times. Yudal v'tovav, yudal ra'ah. 14 good and 14 bad. L'chol zman va'et, l'chol chifetz, there's different times, different realities of time, different things come about. Shet kulam bara, Hashem yiparach, l'tachlit v'tzno yiparach, sh'akol bara l'chvodo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates them all for a purpose, because everything is created for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's glory. U'kimo sh'HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'avir yom u'mevi laila, v'akol l'chvodo. And just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu removes the day and brings the night, and everything is for His kavod, all of the transitions in times and in days is all for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kavod. Kach gam mechayei ha'adam HaKadosh Baruch Hu yotzer uvarei choshech. So too in every single one of our lives, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates light, brings about darkness. Shebara itzel ha'adam zmanei or v'zmanei chashecha. That in all of our lives He brings about times of light and times of darkness. And the goal with all of it is, in all of the changing of the times, in all of the changing of the circumstances of life, the good times and the bad, the light times and the dark, it's all lichvodo. It's all for the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. D'kishem shekiluso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu ole miyazmanim ha-me'irim, kach kiloso ole bihaitim sha'adam sharoi b'chashchut. Just like everything comes up for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the good times, it also, in the bad times, it also comes up all for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tachlit ha-bri'ah, the whole purpose of creation itself, hi lalechet yomam v'alayla, is to walk in the day and in the night. It doesn't matter, it's day, it's night, we're moving forward in our avodas Hashem. Everything's for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shebechol ha'itim, in all times, v'amatzavim, and in all circumstances, yavod Yehudi la'Hashem Yibarach, we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yaseh tamid at ratzon Hashem Yibarach, we're always serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hanidrash minu be'et hazot, whatever He wants from me now, doesn't matter what the time is, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from now, that's what I'm doing. Next paragraph. The Zohar HaKadosh, the Zohar says, Zohar HaKadosh Ita, Vashem holich lifnehem yomam b'amud anan, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would go before them in the daytime with a cloud. Da Avraham, v'layla b'amud esh da Yitzchak. So the Zohar brings out what's happening a little bit more behind the scenes here. That somehow it's hinting to that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes with us by cloud during the day, He leads us with a cloud during the day, know that that's a reference to Avraham, that that's relating to Avraham Avinu somehow. The cloud is relating to Avraham. And at night when we're led by the fire, somehow that's relating to Yitzchak. That's linking into Yitzchak. How so? Shein bet ha-midot ahava v'yira. Because they're the different midot of ahavat Hashem and yirat Hashem. Avram Avinu is bringing out ahavas Hashem, the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Yitzchak's bringing out yirat Hashem, serving out of yira, serving out of fear. Shein bet ha-midot ahava v'yira u'meramaz bazeh ha-drachim lebet ha-itim b'vchinat yom b'vchinat layla. Which is hinting to these realities of daytime and of nighttime. Vashem olech lifnehem yomam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes before us during the day. Bizmanim she'or liyudi, there's times where things are clear. There's times where it's light. Light, clarity, things are clear to us. Ad tzarich la'avod la'Hashem Baruch midat ahava shi'a tachlit. When things are clear, when things are easy, when things are good, we need to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of ahava. We need to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of love. When it's the good times, when things are clear, when things are easier, when we feel more linked into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, dafka we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of ahava in those times. Ki omro linachotam haderech, that He's showing us the way. Haderech hi ahavat Hashem zeh tachlit. What's the way? What's the way that we're meant to go? The way we're always meant to go, the goal is to go with ahavat Hashem. That's the epitome, that's the goal. Yirat Hashem, we'll talk about this for other times. But the goal in Avodas Hashem is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Ahava. Is to get to a place where I feel such a closeness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I see such a clarity of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in my life and in this world that I serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu out of Ahava. That every mitzvah I do because I love a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because I want to give, so to speak, to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because I want to do, so to speak, for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's why I'm doing in those times. That's the goal, is to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu in place of Ahava. It's something which takes a lifetime to get to really work towards. To really get to a place where I feel that I'm so connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I'm doing for Him because I have Ahavat Hashem. I'm doing for Him simply because I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I care about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I, so to speak, want to do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the goal. That's following in Avraham. That's the pillar of cloud that leads us during the daytime, that shows us the way, the ideal way of leading a life, of living a life, of Avodas Hashem that's grounded and rooted in Ahavat Hashem. The Zemru Ramaz Gam Ba'amud HaNa'anan. How is that hinted to by a cloud? What does it do with a cloud? Because the Ananei HaKavod, the clouds of glory that surrounded us and led us in the desert, they all came because of Aaron. They came because of Aaron HaKohen. She'ohev shalom v'ohev atabriyot. What was the midah of Aaron? Aaron loves everyone. He wants to bring shalom to the world, to bring peace between everyone. His whole midah is a midah of Ahava. V'ilu laila b'amud esh. But when we get to the night time, then we need the pillar of fire. At night, in the dark times, in the challenging times of life, the work is, the avoda is, to bring them light. So what does he say? It's not just to bring them light. The letters of the word, lehair, are the same letters of the word, liyirah. Liyirah. What brings light in the darkness? That requires a reality of yirat Hashem. That's what guides us in the darkness. That's what brings us through the darkness. We get through the dark times with Yirat Hashem. B'Yirat Hashem de'it din ve'it dayan. When things are unclear, when things are challenging, when I feel like I just want to let it all go, when I feel the Yitzhara pulling at me, when I feel a lack of emunah, what do I need to reinforce for myself? De'it din ve'it dayan. That at the end of my life, there's going to be a judgment and there's going to be a judge. And with the fear of the fact, with the recognition and the awe of He who will judge me at the end of days, with the judgment that I will face at the end of days, that keeps me through the times when the Yetzer Hara is pulling at me, when life is challenging, when life is difficult. That's only led through Yirah. There are times where I need to bank on my Yirat Hashem. Where yes, a little bit of fear is a good thing. We live in a generation where we only want to focus on the Ahava. We don't give Musar so much. We don't focus on the negative so much. We don't talk about Gehenim so much. We don't talk about, it's fine, man, it's okay. But there are times in life when things are hard. When we're in the difficult times in life where sometimes, yes, we do need a little bit of that in order to keep us good, to keep us in the right path. When things are not clear. When it's easier to stray. When it's easier to go off. When I'm feeling that challenge. To feel a little bit of that yirah. Ukimu ramaz b'mamara katuv, as is hinted to by the pasuk in Tehillim, la'agid baboker chastecha ve'emunatcha balelot. David HaMelech says, in the morning time, what do we speak of? In the morning time, we speak of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's chesed. And in the night time, we speak of emuna. So what does he say? Baboker, in the morning, in the daytime, ro'im et ha-chesed. Meaning when things are clear, we see the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yazamida hi ahavat Hashem. Then the midah service with ahavat Hashem. The morning time, it's a brand new day. It's fresh. The sun is shining. It's light outside. It's clear what's going on. I just got my neshama back. I'm ready to go. Meaning the light is always connected to enlightenment, clarity. In those times, when am I clear? I'm clear when I see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in my life. So I speak of this chesed because I'm seeing his chesed manifest. So then, in the clear times, in the good times, we just sing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed. Right? It's so much easier to go to Shir when you're feeling inspired. It's so much easier to go to on Shabbos to sing Zmiros when you're feeling in the zone. It's so much easier to go to an extra, you know, if there's an extra Shir after Night Seder, last night before, 9:45, there's an extra Shir. When you're feeling inspired, when you're feeling in the zone, when things are clear, it's like, no, I'm here. It's my year in Israel. I'm learning. I want to get into things. It's when things are clear. So it's easy to just go, to sing of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Chesed, to get into things. But Balayla? Balilot, when things are dark in the nighttime, then what do I need? Says David HaMelech, Ach Balilot, but in the dark times, in the challenging times, in the nighttime, when I can't see so well, when I can't see so clearly, Bezmanei HaChashchut, in the dark times of our lives, Hamida ve'emunatcha, the Mida is Emunah, She'az Avodah emunah v'yirat Hashem de'itin v'yidayan. Then I focus on yirah. Then I focus on yirah. That there is a judge, there will be judgment. And that fear, that recognition, again, it's not about the fear, but in that recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the end of the day, put me here for a reason, and He is watching me, and I do have a job in this world, and there is a judge, and there is going to be judgment. It's just a reminder that, no, even though it's hard right now, even though it's not clear right now, even though I'm struggling right now, I need to stay on the path. I need to stay on the path. That's the balance. We live, we hope to live in the light, in the times of light. We hope to live in times of light. We hope to live through Ahavat Hashem. When things are challenging, to be able to live through Yirat Hashem also. V'yamin shekol zeh hu mehanhagat haborei. And to have emunah again, whether it's the good times or the bad times, the light times or the dark times, that all of this is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu guiding us. The good times come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the negative times come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The dark times, the challenging times, come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shemuna zo mamtika et kol adinim. That emuna can sweeten anything. If we actually internalize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of the world, if we actually internalize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is guiding the world every minute, every second of every day, and whether He's bringing me to a time of light and clarity and good and ease, that comes from Him. But if I'm in a time of challenge and darkness and struggle, that is from Him too. And if I strengthen that emuna, if I internalize that reality, that is what can get me through. That's what can get me through. And it's a way of being able to look in the moment or look back, but certainly, Labriyut, certainly in the moment, to look at that moment and say, this is also Me'es Hashem. To look at that moment and say, again, I have no idea, like right now, how to tell 10 of my guys, I don't know how to tell them being in Bidud for 6 weeks is Me'es Hashem. And I'm not telling them that right now. Because every time they get tested, every week, one new guy gets COVID. So, Beseder, I'm not getting into what policies are. My point is that these guys, however they're deciding to do it over there, this happens in a lot of schools. Once you get an apartment that starts doing dominoes, it resets the 10 days every time somebody gets a positive. It has to be said in the right way and in the right time. Right now, they're just processing that they can't get out. But the point is like, even in a situation like that, and you guys who were in Bidud for like a week, right? It was two weeks. We're in 2 weeks. While you're in it, the idea is that while you're in it, to be able to see that this is Me'es Hashem. We were in Bidud for a week last week in a heightened state with five kids in a small apartment, and with five people in a small apartment with three kids. I'll tell you, in it, it's hard to see. In it, it's hard to see. And that's very real. And the goal is to get to a place when, yeah, you're in those tough times. You're in those dark times. Right, lo aleinu, when there's a sickness in the family, lo aleinu, when somebody loses a job, lo aleinu, when a person's just having an emotionally difficult time, lo aleinu, when a person has a bad breakup, when a person is low spiritually, whatever the thing that happens in life is, to be able to see in that dark. I spoke to a guy last week, a guy who was dating a girl for 5 months, and really, really thought it was the one, and out of nowhere she broke it off. He didn't see it coming, b'chlal. To be able to see, and I'm meaning this in a very serious and down-to-earth way, to be able to see that even that's Me'es Hashem, that even that's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's not easy to see it in that time. The goal is to work on our emunah throughout the process to say, no, this is also from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is also from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is it hard? Yes. Are we pretending that it's daytime when it's nighttime? No. It's night. It's dark. It's hard. But if I know that it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know that this is what I need right now in order to get me to where I need to get to. That's what I need. I was reflecting today like a few weeks ago. So I flew off the scooter one day before Vav. I don't remember. I didn't come to Chavruta, but I came to Night Seder in a lot of pain. And I was thinking today. So ever since then, it's a traffic circle that's like on a mountain. Ever since then, I'm like, I got like a little bit nervous to go on that, so I go around it. I walk it across the crosswalks, and I don't go around it. And I was thinking, I was like, Baruch Hashem, I fell. I was fine. Like, despite the fact that I flew across the street, I didn't get hit by a car. You know, I was in within a week, you know, the bruises went away. And like, I didn't have a scrape. I didn't have a scrape anywhere on my body. You know, I had a couple of bruises. And then the scooter's basically fine. You know, and I was thinking to myself, like, now every time, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu threw me off the scooter once, every single time on this very, very dangerous turn that I take the Tiferet every day, sometimes multiple times a day, I walk it now. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, something bad is going to happen. See the sign. I'm showing you a sign with a little bruise instead of you having to go to the hospital. And make sure you walk it from now on, because it's not safe.
How do you know Hashem wanted you to walk it?
Because I'm saying, Kadosh Baruch Hu, the way that I understand it, the way that I internalized it is, if it happened, he threw me off the scooter. He was sending me a message. What was the message? I could be wrong about the message. What was the message that I took from it? Is don't be so confident. And don't be so, you know, you're still on a scooter and it's still going fast and it's still a sharp turn and it's still on a hill and a very dangerous intersection. And yes, is it a little bit inconvenient? Does it take a little bit longer to get there? You have to walk it across the crosswalk? Yes, but over there it's safer. It's safer. And I took the mussar that's better to be safe than sorry. To have respect for my own life and my own care. In a way that I didn't before. And I have a sensitivity to it now. And in all the other streets, I've been going a little bit slower. It slowed me down. For the first time, and I've been thrown off 3 or 4 times. I have a thick skull, so it took a long time till it got through. So I've been thrown off a few times. But that one really shook me in the sense that that one particularly shook me. In the sense of like being able to see, like even in the challenges, even the difficulties, even you're sitting there and like you're in pain, and to be able to look back and say like, okay, but why? Why? What was meant to be brought out through this darkness? What am I meant to learn? How am I meant to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a different way? Because it's all Me'ez Hashem. To see everything is Me'ez Hashem. That's the goal. The bottom line is that everything is Me'ez Hashem. Somebody had a hand up.
Yeah. It's like, how do you get to that point that you can say
that's my point. In the moment I should have said it. In the moment, all I could think was, oh my God, I hope that Seder Vav goes really quickly because I want to get home and lie down. That was all I could think. You know? But like, what? You were great. No, you guys were great. There's not a commentary on you at all. And your first response was, are you okay? Do you need a doctor? Which I really appreciated. But I'm saying like my point is there, like, where am I at? So I'm at the point where at least I can look back and see that it was for the good. The goal is, and again, it's being reinforced here. The goal is to continuously shorten the distance there. To shorten that time frame. To be able to really see it shorten the time. And then not to have to wait till after I look back and say, oh, it must have been for the good. But to get up and limp away from the scene of the accident and say, this is for the good. To sit there in bidud and say, I'm losing my mind, but this is for the good. To sit there and my heart breaks for these students. You know, to sit there and to say, like, it doesn't matter what situation you're in, this is Me'ez Hashem, and for somehow, this is for the good. To be able to see that. V'klal ha'dvarim sha'tachlit hi lalechet yomam v'layla. Again, the goal is, the general principle here is, that the goal is to go with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the day and in the night, in the light and in the dark, in the good times and the bad, to go with HaKadosh Baruch Hu always. B'chol ha-matzavim ha-tafkir ha-tmidi hu lalechet. He's saying something a little bit different here. He's saying, in all situations, the main thing is to always be walking, to always be going, to always be moving forward. Lo leheatzer bidarko eladat maratzon Hashem imenu ata ba'it hazot lehitkadem. Beautiful what he's saying. It doesn't matter whether it's the good times or the bad. What is the goal here? What's the Torah bringing out here? Is lalechet. That in the good times and the bad, the goal is that we must be moving forward. To recognize what's the next step. Where am I meant to go? Where is this good time meant to take me? Not to just sit back, relax, and hang out and enjoy the fun of the good times. No, if it's good, then dafka, fly forward because everything is clear. Run down that road if it's clear. And if it's dark, to say, okay, where am I supposed to be going in this darkness? Where am I supposed to be headed? What's the way out? That whether it's the good times or the bad, to always be moving forward. What a beautiful concept. To always be moving forward. Not to get complacent in the good times and not to get frozen in the negative times. But to see what's the avoda in this moment and how is it moving me forward. V'ita b'torat avod, it says in the Sefer Torah, avos also from Slonim, shim yudim nekabel et hanhagat haborei be'ava af beit sarlo, that if a Jew receives the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu guides them, with ava, with love, even in the difficult times, even in the painful times, as amidah k'neged amidah HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekabel oto eich shu mitnaheg, if we accept and love and relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he's engaging with us in a negative way, meaning in a not negative in the sense that he's acting with us negatively, but he creates challenges for us, then also so too, when we act with the Kadosh Baruch Hu sometimes in a way that's challenging, he'll also deal with us positively. Midah keneged midah. It's a two-way street, it's a two-way relationship. V'hainu shezeh mamtiket kol adinim. This sweetens all the judgments. If we're able to look at a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the dark times, in the challenging times, and to stick with him, and to stay close to him, and stay committed to him in the dark and challenging times, it sweetens all of the judgments. All the times when a Kadosh Baruch Hu says, oh, you know what this person deserves? Says, wow. But look at the way he stuck with me when he was in Bidur. Look at the way he stuck with me when that person was sick. Look at the way that she stuck with me when she was having the challenging time. Look at the way that she stuck with me when she was going through that thing in her life. We can make it good. We can make it good. We can sweeten all of the judgments. Ki zeh nachat ruach hagadol biyoter lemala kaasher yudim mekayem lelechet yomam v'layla. It's the greatest thing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a Jew continuously walks before HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the day and in the night, in the good times and in the bad times. V'zoi b'chinat eved, eved ivri. This is the concept of an Eved Ivri, who's serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu day and night. That no matter what the situation, I'm always looking, how do I serve Hashem now? How do I serve Hashem now? Again, when things are good, how do I fly forward? How do I take advantage of this opportunity and mamish move forward? And on the flip side, yes, in the negative times, how do I see in that darkness that this darkness is meant to pull me forward? How do I serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu from this place of difficulty? Next paragraph, last paragraph on the page. V'chein miromaz. V'chein miromaz inyan zeh pasuk lahalan v'parasha. This is also hinted to later on in the parsha, where the pasuk says, Erev v'yedatem ki Hashem otzi etcha mi'eretz Mitzrayim uvokir u'yitem et kvod Hashem. That at night you will know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took you out of Mitzrayim, and the morning you will see the kavod of Hashem. Erev, what does Erev mean? Again, it's all the same concept. Erev, when it gets dark, the nighttime. In the Erev, in the dark times, when the Yitzhara is attacking us. Right, we talked about darkness in terms of challenge, but there's also darkness in the sense of, again, a darkness where I simply don't see a Kadosh Baruch Hu clearly, and I feel more of a pull toward my Yitzhara. I don't see a clarity of Hashem, a clarity of God in my life, a clarity in my Judaism. I'm in a dark time. Right? It could be here. More likely, you know, in the next stage of life, it could be a month or 2 months in when you've just, you're distanced from seminary a little bit. It could be once you start college and you start getting into college. It could be during midterms. It could be during finals. It could be during winter break. It could just be a random Wednesday. It doesn't matter. Where you just feel a little bit darker, a little bit more distant. And when you don't feel that in that moment, when mamash, you're sitting and you're in the heart of finals, and you haven't been able to learn, and you haven't been able to daven, and you don't feel any chizuk, and the Yitzhara starts to creep up. It's a dark time, and the Yitzhara starts to creep up. And there isn't anything to back, there's nothing to hold on to in those times. And the Yitzhara starts to creep and starts to get to you. The Yitzhara starts to attack you. In that moment, in that place, in that space. So you're in a dark time, and the Yitzhara is trying to attack. And again, it could happen here also. It could happen just stam. You don't, when you're not going to a shira, it could happen when you on a Friday afternoon. It could happen on a Saturday night. It could happen whenever it is. It could happen outside. It could happen during lockdown. It doesn't matter. When the Yitzhara comes and attacks you. The Yitzhara comes and attacks. V'idatem, ki Hashem otzi etcha mi'eretz Mitzrayim. In those times, the Yitzhara is coming to attack you. To know, to remember, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took you out of Egypt. Ha'avudah ba'et ha'erev. Ki ka'amor v'midata yir'ah ki itim v'idayin. Again, in those times, to remember, there is a judge, there is judgment. V'alderech etziyat Mitzrayim sha'ital yudei eser ha'makot shi'adu Mitzrayim ki ani Hashem. Mikoach yir'ah ta'onesh. To remember the Mitzrayim. Remember the Mitzrayim. They went against the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What happened to them? Remember the Makot. Remember the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed Mitzrayim by overturning nature. He overturned nature, he broke nature, and decimated the greatest world power of that time with 10 supernatural plagues. This is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu you're going to go against. This is who you're going to challenge. This is who you're going to rebel against. You really want to take that risk? That in those times of darkness, to remember Yitzhias Mitzrayim. Remember what happened to a nation that went against the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And let that fear sink in a little bit to help save you from going to the Yetzer Hara, he's saying. When a person's mom is lost, lo alinu, is lost in tuma, in the 49th level of tuma, b'chinat Mitzrayim, tzarich le'orer yir'at ha'onesh, to bring about inside of them that fear of sin itself, that fear of the punishment of the sin. Ad b'chinat v'yadu Mitzrayim ki ani Hashem, to the point where even Mitzrayim, where Mitzrayim was able to see. It's pasuk says, v'yadu Mitzrayim sheni Hashem. Mitzrayim got the point. Mitzrayim got the message. You get 10 makot, you get the message. They knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were very aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were fully cognizant that there was a God that runs the world and rules the world, and that if you go against him, you get robbed. They were very aware of that by the end. To remember Yitzchak's B'Shem and say, no, I don't want to be in that place. I don't want my own personal makot lo aleinu. And to let that Yirat Hashem guide you, keep you safe in those moments of struggle, in those moments of challenge, in those moments of difficulty. Uvoker, but when it gets to the morning time, Bezrat Hashem, when it gets to the clarity and the good times, Uri'item et Kavod Hashem, see the Kavod of Hashem, see the glory of Hashem. Boker Murumaj Le'yitim HaMe'yirim. Boker hints to the lighter times, the clear times. Sha'az HaVodash Le'yudihi Ba'ahavat Hashem, Al Yidei Uri'item et Kavod Hashem. Then the avoda is through avat Hashem, to see the kavod of Hashem, to see the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kemo shekatav Rambam, as the Rambam says, v'ach yaderech la'avato. How do you get to avat Hashem? You asked this before. How do you get to avat Hashem? Says the Rambam. The Rambam's going to answer the question. How do you get there? B'sha'ah sheyitbonen ha'adam b'ma'asav uvru'av ha'niflaim ha'gdolim. When a person really contemplates, reflects on the actions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the creations, the awesome creations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yir emeyem chokhmato, and sees the chokhmah of Hashem, she'ein la erech v'lo keitz, there's no end to the wisdom and the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Miyadu ohevu mishabeach u'mufa'eru mitaveh ta'ava gdola li'ida Hashem ha'gadol. Then that person has tremendous ava to sing the praises and to give glory to, and it's just a desire, a tremendous desire to know it, to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? To look around, to even just look around at the world, and another way to get to Avat Hashem, says the Rambam. To look around at the world. To see the amazingness of the world. It's not a word, but that's fine. To see the amazing nature of the world. Everything from the fact, you know, we mentioned this before of... I'm spacing out his name. One of the Gedolim of the previous generation, he talks about. It's going to bother me, but I'm going to let it go. He talks about how, again, we've talked about this before, like, again, just even learn a little bit about the human eye. The millions of pieces that need to work in concert in order to just be able to see. That people say, the immense number, the millions of pieces, facts that go into just being able to see. To think about the fact, to say that, flowers developed and bees developed, and just, that's not possible. Because without the pollen and the flowers, the bees can't live, and without the bees, the flowers can't reproduce. Do you see happenstance there? How do you look around at the world and not see, you know, the classic example that's given, that if you were walking through an empty desert, and you saw two stones, one atop the other, you would immediately think, oh, someone must have been here before. Why? Because there's order, because there's Seder, because there's two stones on top of another. And yet we can actually walk through this world, and everything in this world works impossibly in concert with each other. How do you not see a Kadosh Baruch Hu? He says, you go and you, this is the Rambam, just go and reflect on the world. Learn a little of biology, learn a little bit of chemistry, learn a little bit of physics, learn a little bit about the world, about ourselves, just to get as a way to be mechazik, to strengthen our Ahavat Hashem, our Emunat Hashem. Because how could it not be so? So fine, you can't prove God? Fine, but how could it not be so? If you're being honest with yourself, you look at the world, how could it not be so? That's what he's saying. V'u b'chinat b'chor b'ha-behema. Uvayoma koti kol bechor, and this is the aspect of bechor. What does it mean? Uvayoma koti kol bechor. They were in the second line on the next page, page kuf, second line. Uvayoma koti kol bechor be'eretz Mitzrayim. On the day where I go and I'm going to strike all of the firstborns in Eretz Mitzrayim. Shehichnaeti et kochot atuma ilu. When I go and subjugate these forces of tuma and Mitzrayim. Hikdashti li kol bechor b'Yisrael. I'm sanctifying every bechor in Klal Yisrael. Him gimel midotav madrigotav elu b'kedusha. These are the three levels of kedusha. V'mbichinat kedushat ha'moach, kedushat ha'lev, kedushat ha'evarim. This is relating to the three levels of kedusha we're meant to achieve: kedusha in the mind, kedusha in the heart, kedusha in our body itself. Madura ta'avot shebitzias Mitzrayim kesheniktashu b'kedushat am anifchar zachu lechol zeh. That when we were mikdash as the chosen people, we were sanctified as the chosen people as we left Egypt. We were sanctified and we were chosen in all of these ways. V'nichlal b'mash amara kadosh baruch le'avram avinu. I was wondering how that possibly got from there to there. The answer is that was the wrong page. Just like, how did he jump? Okay, I apologize, on the wrong page. Let's go back. Right? That by seeing the world, we're able to mechazik in our amanat Hashem by looking at the world. Second line on the proper page kuf bet. The hainu, shaderech lehagia le'avat Hashem, the way to get to avat Hashem, who al yidei hit boninut, contemplation, reflection. We do it so infrequently. To sit and just reflect on the world. To sit and just contemplate the world. V'akarat gzulat ha-borei, to see the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world that He creates. Now He guides the world. V'zehu boker uritem et kvod Hashem. This is in the morning, in the daytime, in the clarity when you see the kvod Hashem. Zehu da she'echa li'itim ha-yurim b'chinat boker. This is the level of avoda that's about the times that are light in the aspect of daytime. To go out and see again, you could do it, it doesn't matter, there's a lockdown. You go and you just look at a tree. How it grows. It's mostly Tu B'Shvat. The amazing way in which the tree soaks in the water, turns it into sap. Every year it produces new fruit. The protective leaves that it puts out. The way that it grows, the way that it leans toward the sun to draw in the light. And what we can learn from that. What we can learn from that, again, just that's reflecting on, and seeing it to a deeper level, but saying it, mostly Tu B'Shvat, to reflect on the fact that trees, what do? They dafka grow, they go more and more and more up. And what do they reach for? They reach for the sun. They reach for clarity. They reach for light. They spend their whole life going up and reaching for light, drawing forth water, producing fruit, reaching for light. That's what a tree is. That's what a tree is. To be able to see that, to look at the beauty of the world in its physical nature, in metaphorical essence of what it's bringing out, and to see the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and let that build and develop our Avat Hashem. Next paragraph. Five lines in Kuf Bet. Achim, Shlemut HaAvodah, He al yidei bet hamidot avav yirakecha. But in truth, says the Nesivo Shalom, true, complete, full avodas Hashem, that comes from bringing the two midot together. Having ava and yira, living with both love and fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's true avoda. Kimo shomrim kodem kol mitzvah. As in many Sidurim, you'll see there's a Yiratzon or Yibon Shel Olam before a mitzvah that a person can opt in to say. It says before many mitzvot, we say, B'dechilu u'rechimo, that I'm about to do the mitzvah, I'm trying to get into the mitzvah to do it both out of love and out of fear. La'lechet yomam v'alayla, both the good times and the bad, to serve out of light and out of dark. U'kimamar chazal, as chazal say, Anochi v'lo yelecha b'dibur achad ne'emru. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the first two of the Aseret HaDibrot, He said the first two at the same time. He said, Anochi Hashem Elokecha and lo yelecha at the same time. Why? Why did He say, there is one God, and Munat Hashem, believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have faith in the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and don't do Vodazar? Why at the same time? Because you have to have Avat Hashem, I am HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Yirat Hashem. Don't serve other gods. You have to have them simultaneously. He gives them over simultaneously because really the true avodah Hashem is to live with both simultaneously, to live with Av and Yira together. Anochi shimitzvata say, the Anochi, which is the positive side, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, the positive side, normeis la'ava, that's serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of love. V'lo yelecha shu lo tasei inanei yira. And lo yelecha, don't serve other gods, that's serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of yira. Tachlit ha-shlimuti kashir heim b'dibur echad shneim yachtav. When's the real avodah Hashem? When the Ava and Yira come together, and I'm serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu from both. I'm serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu from both. That's where it's meant to come from. That's where I'm meant to serve from. The Ita B'Torah Avot, it says in the Sefer Torah Avos, B'Shem Rav HaKadosh Rav Michal Milakovich, Ala Pasuk, Harim Kadonad Namasu Lifnei Hashem, Lifnei Adon Kol Haaretz, the mountains melt before a Kadosh Baruch Hu, before the master of the earth. Harim miromaz l'ta'avot. Beautiful way of saying here. What does it mean that the mountains melt before HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The mountains are a mashal for ta'ava, are a mashal for desire. Shim kadonav namasu, they melt like wax, I think he's saying here. They melt like wax before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Milifnei Hashem, milifnei Adon kol ha'aretz. Shi'irat Hashem, Adon kol ha'aretz, shoveret et ha'chomer. That when you have Yirat Hashem, that He's the master of the world, that He's the master of the whole earth, it breaks all physicality. Umachniat kochot atuma asher ba'adam. Any desire that I have, any desire that I have to go towards something in the physical world, to make the wrong choice in physicality, with Yirat Hashem, it can break it all down. The whole thing melts before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shirat Adon Kol Ha'aretz Shoveret Kol Ha'chomer Machniat Kochot HaTumah Asher Ba'adam. It subjugates the desire for Tumah in a person. V'ish Lo Sif. And we could add on that and say, D'milifnei Hashem Shehem Shem Havaya Hamoreh Al Midat HaChesed. That they melt before Hashem, before Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is always indicating the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Chesed. Moramaz Gam Midat Ava, meaning it's the two of them coming together. What melts those Ta'avot? When I have both Ava and Yira together. Shegeneged ha'arim ha'ramim ha'nitzavim b'fnei adam ha'itza, that it doesn't matter how big the mountain stands before us. The Yitzhahara stands before us like a mountain. It doesn't matter how big that mountain is. If I come towards that mountain with Avat Shem and Yirat Hashem, not only can I scale that mountain, I can walk right through it. It melts in front of me. It melts from the radiance of my Avat Hashem and Yirat Hashem. U'milfanav adon kol aretz, avav yira yachdav, b'kochot mishaberat ha'chomer, v'yat kol kochot ha'tum'ah. Through their power, we're able to come over anything, come through anything. V'et kol kochot ha'tumah nimtza'im ba'adam u'metaher oto legamrei. It's able to overcome all tumah and able to purify a person completely. Next paragraph. V'al pizeh yish la'avin amara katuv. Then we can understand the pasuk. Vayihi b'chatzi ha'layla. The pasuk says that it was at midnight, chatzi alayla, at the half point of the night, Hashem came and He struck every bechor in Eretz Mitzrayim, from the bechor of Paro down to everybody else. Ugdita b'Torat Avot, it says in Torat Avot again, shebechor more al ta'anugim. What is a bechor? The concept of bechor, the firstborn, the first fruits, the first, that's always hinting to the physical desires in life. Because the thing that's most precious to us is always the first, right? The first when you get something, you get an amazing food. The first one you eat, it's always the one that's the sweetest and the best. When you're working hard to attain something, the first time it comes through, it's the sweetest, it's the best. The bechor is always into, again, like a farmer in the field, when they see that first fruit emerge after a whole winter of working and sweating and blood, sweat, and tears to get those fruits to come out. That first fruit's the sweetest. Bechor is always hinted to that in this world, the physical world, which is the most desirable. Shaderech lishboret klipat Mitzrayim. The way to break down the klip of Mitzrayim, the shell, the peel of Mitzrayim, the tum'ah of Mitzrayim, hu al yidei vayiba chatzi alayla, is through the reality of chatzi alayla, of chatzot. How so? Al pima adita b'zohar HaKadosh, the Zohar says, shechatziv harishon shel halayla huzman dinim. The first half of the night, that's a time of din. That's a time of judgment. The first half of the night is always full of judgment. There are ramifications of that spiritually in halacha as well, that the first half of the night is full of din, is full of judgment. But from midnight and on, from the halfway point of the night and on, then it's a time of rachamim. It's a time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu walks with the Tzadikim in Gan Eden. Right? One time of year where this comes up is that it's according to many opinions, not all opinions, many opinions, in the time of Slichos, right? When do we say Slichos? The ideal time to say Slichos, any Sfardim in the room, when's the ideal time to say Slichos? No, in every day. Not 12 o'clock, but at Chatzot, yes, at halachic midnight, is what you meant. At halachic midnight, at Chatzot halayla. Why? Because then we're moving into a time of rachamim. But you dafka shouldn't say them, which is why we don't do it before Chatzot. That's why we don't say it at Marv. It's not about the nighttime. You dafka don't say it most places.
Why do you do it smack in the middle of the daytime?
Because that's the time of the most rachamim is dafka from Chatzot halayla. That's also where the concept of tikkun Chatzot comes from, and people and the tzaddikim and chassidim who get up in the middle of the night to go and daven and cry for the Beis HaMikdash, and they dafka get up early. It's the night after Chatzot is a time of rachamim. It's a time. It's a very special time. What? Until sunrise. But even from sunrise on, that's why even we, again, best time to say Slichos, wrong time of the year, but the best time to say Slichos is at after midnight, until dawn. Dafka after midnight, though. Also good is during the daytime, which is why some people say them in chakras in the morning. And the worst time to say it, and maybe not to say it at all, is from nighttime until Chatzot HaLaila, because it's a time of din. There's no racham in there. Not Marv, Slichos. Marv, you should daven, not Slichos. Marv is dafka tefillah for the night. What?
Is it better to daven later?
No. You should dafka not daven later. Again, Marv was a tefillah that was been talking to relate to nighttime, so that's fine. But in terms of asking for rachamim in that way, we don't do that at night. It is, but we've turned the corner and now we're starting to move towards the light. That's the idea. we've reached that, we've gotten past the halfway mark. We're now no longer getting into the darkness. Now we're coming out of the darkness and moving toward the light. It's a little bit of what's happening there. That's the turning point. Again, Marav is a tefillah that was established as dafka for the nighttime, but when you add extra tefillah that are specifically about asking for mercy, those we try to keep dafka down at that time of night. Well, we can have this discussion with Razor, we can have this discussion another time, but that's the idea. We're not, Baruch Hashem, we have a long way till Slichos. Let's get through Purim and Pesach, and we have a lot of good things coming before we have to worry about Slichos. The Hainu. Shechatzia alayla harishonu midata yirah. Again, the first half of the night, that's all focused on yirah. She bekada kadma. That's the beginning of it. Vechatzia laila. Once we get to the halfway point, this and the second half of the night, humidata ava. Then all the avas coming out. Ki inyan chashucha v'hadar nahora. That we're in the darkness, but now again we're moving towards the light. From midnight now we're moving towards the night, the light. Va'bechina chatzot laila. Hainu ha'achdut midata ava minatiris. Beautiful what he's saying here. The chatzot laila. The moment of chatzot laila is the union of ahavanira. The yira of the first half of the night and the av of the second half of the night. That union is at Chatzot HaLaila. Va'derech lishpor et klipat Mitzrayim. And how do you destroy Mitzrayim? When does the Kadosh Baruch Hu come and destroy Mitzrayim? When you have Av and Yura together. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches that Dafka comes when? At Chatzot HaLaila. He says, I'm going to destroy Mitzrayim at Chatzot HaLaila because all of us, for all generations, how do we destroy the physical desires of this world? How do we destroy the Tuma in our lives? With Chatzot HaLaila. With the union of Avan Yira. With both Avan Yiras at our sides, we're able to do that. Hamishabrot et kol tum'ot Mitzrayim, that are able to destroy all of the tum'ah of Mitzrayim. Mi bechor paro, yoshiva kiso, all the way from paro sitting on his throne. Ad bechor hashevi asher beveit abor, to the captive all sitting in prison. Ve'ad kol bechor beiman, even to the animals. Kol ha'tanugim hashlim, it doesn't matter what they are, we can break those tanugim with Avan Yira together. Ki zet tachlit hashlimut lalechat yuman v'layla, this is the goal. Is to go with day and night together. Is to go in light and darkness together. Is to go with Av and Yirah together. Ava below Yirah. Chasera Shlemut. Ava without Yirah, it's not complete. V'Yirah below Ava, Chasera Shlemut. And Ava without, and Yirah without Ava, it's also lacking. V'Rak Shnehem Yachdav, only with the two of them together. Together we can break the physicality. That's how we can break down everything in Olam Hazeh, all of the desires in Olam Hazeh. That's the idea here. We're being led by the cloud during the day. We're being led by the fire at night. We meant to, in the good times, go with chesed, go with ahava. In the difficult times, go with the midah of yira. But in all, the goal is, the ultimate goal is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the ahava and yira at all times. And again, to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every moment of life. Serve Him with the extra ahava or extra, whatever we need at that time. Hopefully both of them together. But to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every moment of life. And to always be moving forward. Every moment to be moving forward. Right, the classic mashal that's given, I've heard it's given a little bit less now, but it was like my day, it was like the classic mashal that's given. Is that Judaism is like a downward escalator. You've heard this before? Judaism is like a downward escalator. No, it's like a downward escalator. If you're standing still, you're going down. The only way to thrive in Judaism is you always have to be moving forward. We always have to be going forward. And it doesn't matter. In the light times, in the dark times, if you're standing still, you're going down. The way to succeed in Judaism, succeed in Ruchni, succeed in connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're always moving forward in the darkness and the light, with Ava or with Yira, and preferably with Ava and Yira, to move forward and continue to connect, continue to close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no matter what situations we're in. Bezrat Hashem, we should always walk with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to express both Ava and Yira in the good times and the bad, and the light times and the dark, and let it lead us, Bezrat Hashem, to the Binyan of Beit HaMikdash, of the third Beit HaMikdash, Mihar B'Yameinu.